what you waiting on? Check checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands show, turn your radio on. Kelsey just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium, I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother, make you think with your medulla. You a student, I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students, nah. Everyone can do it, do this, I ain't new to this. My style is rich, it's lucrative, maneuver through it. You know it's fast, only. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. You could catch me every Monday at the kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold hard facts and we ain't talking Sundays. Come with me, Kelly Daly. Shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Daly. You know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Tony, Tony, Tony. Go BBS Radio.
Yeah. Well, once again, we are at a Friday night game. We are live here at Cardinal Gibbons High School to see the matchup of Cardinal Gibbons and Ransom Everglades. Coach Taylor brings his team in 0-1. Wow. Coach DeBuck, new coach here at Cardinal Gibbons High School, bring his team in really 1-0. But when you look at the overall between the preseason and the regular season, he brings his team in 2-0. And you got to believe, with the type of young talent that he has, there's only a great upside. There's a great upside for Cardinal Gibbons because his team is very young. They're very young. And sitting in with me today, you know, I don't have Ryan and I don't have Kelsey. I have Miss Kiki is joining me here on the Tony Sands Show. Say hello to everybody.
Hi, you guys. How are you guys doing today?
And if you want to talk to myself or you want to talk to Kiki, you can reach us here on the show at 888-429-5421. That's 888-429-5421. That's 5421, 888-429. Call us here on the show and we can talk about any topics you want. But also a hot topic that's been trending for the last couple of days is the Colin Kaepernick situation. Is he right? Is he wrong? Has he stirred up the pot? What is going on and what will happen to Colin Kaepernick? Will this cause him possibly endorsements, not only endorsements, Kiki, but will it cost him his career in the NFL? Another topic, as we know, last week, the top three powerhouse schools here in Broward County did not fare out well. First one was St. Thomas. Number one, St. Thomas went up against number six, Booker T. That didn't fare out well down in Trask Powell Stadium with a controversial call, whether it was a touchdown by Trayvon Grimes or wasn't a touchdown. The ref called it not a touchdown. Everyone went back on YouTube, went back and looked at film, and you can clearly possibly see that there was a missed call in that game. Those are one of the games. Now, St. Thomas plays Miramar this week.
Ooh, that should be a good game.
Yeah, and that's, Kiki, you got to understand, Miramar, there's two teams here in Broward County that St. Thomas, over the years, haven't fared out well against, and that's Miramar and Deerfield. Right. And they have both of those teams on the schedule, but they open up here after a tough Booker T game. Now they go to Miramar in this matchup, and we're going to get into that matchup also. Can they bounce back? But not only that, college football has started
around
the country. Everybody's waiting to see their teams play. UM play play
FAMU.
Florida FAMU tomorrow down in the new Dolphin Stadium. And everybody's saying, you know, because the Dolphins opened their last preseason game up in that new stadium.
Right.
And everybody's talking, they're raving about the new stadium. But Jerry Jones has a new stadium, what I would call his new practice field, is bigger than a lot of the teams' stadium. And I mean, looks and even more expensive than some of the team's stadium for the simple fact that, hey, Jerry Jones know how to get it done. He is that man when it comes to getting the job done. Jerry Jones know how to do it right, especially that palace that he has. But now, as we talk about the Cowboys, we're going to get into a little bit, is Dak Prescott, and will he be a plus to the Dallas Cowboys? Will him and Dez Bryant be able to click up like Dez Bryant and Tony Romo, because you know we'll the Cowboys lose. As I say we, you hear that word we, I just can't help it. It is what it is. I am a Cowboy fan, Keith. I am a Cowboy fan. I'm telling you, right. I love the Cowboys. But you got a lot to talk about also as you gonna as we're going to break down this Cardinal Gibbons Everglades game. But we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We're going to play one song. My main man, Doug, the producer, the main man that handles this show to make sure that it rolls right, he's going to play us one song. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk Cardinal Gibbons and Everglades. Can Cardinal Gibbons do what they need to do? Do we see this as a high-scoring game, Kiki?
I think Cardinal Gibbons got it this game.
Think they can handle this?
I think.
Home game for them?
Home game. You know, first home game. Think Cardinal Gibbons going to be up by about 40 points.
Wow.
I'm putting Cardinal Gibbons on 40 points.
Kiki gives them 40 points against Everglades. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're coming back. What? Cardinal Gibbons, Everglades.
All right.
And Cardinal Gibbons.
Okay.
Hey. Oh. Daddy. Daddy. What? Daddy. 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 Walked in 30,000 in my pocket, had them looking just like, ooh. $50,000 on you, baby. You on the roof and you gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check. Ooh, then you on the flip. I ain't got a flip, but I got it. Ooh, 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 ooh. Get that awesome mix. She gon' wanna
sniff. We're live back here at Cardinal Gibbons High School with the matchup of Cardinal Gibbons
and Everglades.
Kiki, as you see, both teams are taking the field.
I see it.
And Cardinal Gibbons look like, hey, listen, we got a mission. Cardinal Gibbons want to bounce back from last year. Cardinal Gibbons was 4-6 last year.
Right.
Everglades was 2-8 last year.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinal Gibbons want to let people know they're on the map. They want to know that we're for real. They're looking for a possibility to get into the playoffs, to get back to their winning, real winning ways of dominating. Ransom Everglades come in 2-8. Can Coach Art Taylor really get a winning team? But in spite of, Cardinal Gibbons has a 2-0 record.
Right.
Really 1-0 going in because this is the first. Last week was their first real game.
Mm-hmm.
This week here, it would be considered 2-0 in the regular season if you count the preseason and you count these two games that they win here. They'll be 3-0.
Right.
And they're outscoring opponents. And their defense haven't given up a point since this season.
That's what
has
I like
started.
About Cardinal. Their defense is something serious.
Yes.
Man. That's what Everglades better watch out for tonight.
They're
but how do you feel about Cardinal Gibbons losing their top players?
Now I'm gonna tell you, they lose. Kiki, let's break it down. You know, in spite of them having a great record, they lose Leroy Henley to Deerfield.
Right.
Give me your opinion on
Leroy.
A guy like Leroy.
Leroy.
Well, this was his team.
This is his home. He leave his home to go to Judy home.
To go to whose home?
Judy home.
Judy's home.
The top wide receiver. Like, you can't do that.
So you say a guy that's here, who is the man here,
right?
You don't leave and go to another man's home and expecting to have the same.
He tried to do a LeBron James. He tried to take his talent to Deerfield. He should have stayed here at Cardinal Gibbons.
So he tried to take his talent to South Beach, which is Deerfield, like LeBron did with D-Wade.
Right.
But how do you think it's going to fare out for him?
It's not going to fare out too good for him. He's better off to stay, what I said, at the Chiefs. He would have got more opportunity, more play time. That quarterback that's at Deerfield, he's used to Judy.
Yes.
So Judy's going to be his main man.
Main,
Leroy's just going to be a standby, just a decoy.
And when you say man, what she means, like you say, listen, when I get in trouble, I'm used to one guy to bail me out.
Right.
And that is Jerry Judy, because I've worked with him 2 years now in the same system.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are now. We get into a tough situation, and my mind automatically kicks Jerry Judy. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays. But they also lose Mr. Wright, who is one of the top safeties in the country.
That's my boy. I don't know why. Why did Wright leave?
But first of all, he was trying, and let's clear it up. He was trying to leave here to go to St. Thomas.
Right.
And then
now that would have been a good leave. Now I would have been hurt if he would have left to St. Thomas.
St. Thomas decided that they, hey, listen. We're going to stay out of this sweepstakes.
Right.
Go back to Cardinal Gibbons. But at that point, I think he decided he didn't want to come back to Cardinal Gibbons. So he went at that point.
To Boyd Anderson.
Shopped around a little bit and found that Boyd Anderson. At that time, Coach Brown was there. But then Coach Brown took a leave of absence because of a medical situation. And now he's at BA, in which BA we'll kick their season off to see, and we'll see, did that situation fare out well for him? Because like I said, here we go again. This defense was pretty much built around Daniel Wright.
Right. That's why the defense is now a beast now.
Yes.
So how do you think this defense is gonna play now since they're missing their key man?
You gotta figure right now they done shut teams out.
Right.
So that tells you one thing that
they snapback is real serious.
They have them playing they got them flying around to the ball,
right,
making sure we gang tackle. This is a team game. Really, when you look at this team, it's young. So when you get a young team and then mm-hmm. you get a new coach that brings that energy like Coach Chubbuck is bringing, mm-hmm. it makes this a recipe for success.
Right.
It makes it a recipe for success because guess what? There's no prima donnas.
Nah.
No one is no 5-star, 4-star, superstar. Everybody is 1-star and trying to get stars, so they understand that, guess what? We got to play as a unit because we're as only strong as our weakest link.
Right. Them boys hungry.
Yeah, they want this. They want it
bad.
Badder than anything. I got a chance to talk to Coach Buck earlier this week.
Okay.
And the one thing that he was telling me is that, listen, my guys are young.
Mm-hmm.
They want success.
Right.
They want to be able to understand. And he got them understanding the system because some of these guys, especially when you look at the young quarterback.
That's the main key right there, the young quarterback.
The young quarterback. Kiki, break him down for us. You have a little bit on him. Let's break him down. Me and you will break him down together now. And it tells, like I say, he's been in this system.
Yeah.
2 years.
He's 2 years. So he's been in 2 years. He's used to the old coach ways. He's used to how the coach ways. But the thing about the quarterback, I like the way he get out the pocket.
Okay.
He's the quarterback that moves his feet. He remind me of Lamar Jackson from last night.
Yes. And I'm gonna tell you something. One thing about it, his 707 team done won the national championship with him at the quarterback for 3 years in a row.
Ooh.
They've won the national championship running this system, running this wide, because Coach DeBuck was at Texas Tech with Mike Leach.
Ooh.
Mike Leach runs a wide open offense.
Right.
He runs a wide open offense that now DeBuck runs here at Cardinal Gibbons. Last year, he didn't fare out well because he didn't have the quarterback that he needed to run his system, so he had to kind of taper to the quarterback that he had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he had that quarterback like he has the young man now, Scalzo, he probably, with the team that he had last year, probably athletic-wise was a better athletic team, but this team here is playing more as a unit. They're playing more together.
Right.
And that makes what we're saying. So the loss of Leroy Henley and Daniel Wright really hasn't hit them yet.
Yeah.
But you look at, they got Randall Haney.
Mm-hmm.
They had, when you look at that, then you look at the Moss kid that they have. James Bostic returns this week.
James Bostic, he's something big, to watch out for.
Big kid, his.
He's been at St. Thomas since he was a freshman.
Yeah, he's been over here a freshman. Lord, his backdrop, his background, his dad played in the NFL, played with the St. Louis Rams.
Right.
So he has that pedigree. We can see he has a great deal of pedigree. And this environment, man, listen, this is football weather. This is football environment when it comes to the environment of football. These young men want to get the job done. But this is not the only game of tonight. This is not the only game. Let's break down some of the other games.
The big game of the night.
Let's go to the big game, the number one game that everybody's looking at. And I talked about this game here on Hot 105. Earlier on the Rick Party show, I brought that up.
I heard
St. Thomas against Miramar.
Now that game gonna be something serious.
St. Thomas against Miramar. When you look at that game there, St. Thomas, as everybody know, lost to Booker T. So now it's gonna see, can these kids, not some of these kids hasn't only probably have lost one game in their career being over at St. Thomas. So now they lose their home opener.
Mm-hmm.
They lose the home opener. How do they bounce back from the home opener going up against a tough Miramar team? Because I'm quite sure you're going into Miramar. Miramar going to want to, listen.
It's home game. It's a home game.
Field. And they feel like, Booker T did it. Why can't they do it?
Right.
Why can't we have the success
that Booker
T had?
But I don't think St. Thomas not going to have that. Coach ain't going to play that.
No.
You ain't going to do two in a row. Not with him.
Because
ain't going to have
They still have national championship hopes in because.
They only dropped the 8?
Yeah. And because. They're looking for the big matchup in Las Vegas.
Right.
So right now, that is the number one game. They got their eyes fixed on that. And I think these guys are really, from that loss,
mm-hmm.
they're going to come in into this game here focused as no other.
Trayvon's really is.
It's going to be I see it possibly being, like I say, that Trayvon Grimes show. Because he's going to let them know.
Because hey, of that little mistake.
I'm
going to show off.
I'm going to show y'all what
it's going to be his show tonight.
Because I feel he probably felt he really didn't help his team out earlier in that game in the first couple of quarters. And now I got to let my team know I got their back.
Right.
And from here on, we're going down the road. We're going to go to Vegas.
And get this up and bring it back home like they always do.
And start climbing back in the rankings. That's one game. Saturday night, Dillon and Hollandale play at Dillon. Coach Hoppelick, Coach Benedict has Hollandale. They haven't dropped off, even with Coach Damian Cogdale leaving. Not Cogdale, I mean Damian Jones leaving. They haven't dropped a beat. They haven't skipped a beat. They docked off Deerfield, who was one of the highly ranked teams coming into the season.
Right.
Jones has, I mean, Hoppelock had them flying. Jones left his cup, left him in a great situation. Because Damian Jones, who's taken over at Chaminade with that whole debacle there with Coach Moose, you know, on a Sunday resigning. And the kids have to be in practice. That Monday was the first time of kicking off two-a-days, and they had to get into a situation to where they didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
You can call me and Kiki here on the air at BBS Radio. You can hit us up on
888-42-5421.
Say it again. Let them know
where
they can hit
you up at. Once again, our number is 1-888-429-5421.
You heard her. Kiki is telling you. Call her. She's tweeting it out. Or if you want to hit her up and you got a question that you want to ask her, and we'll talk about it on the air, hit on her Twitter page, hit on her Instagram, let her know, hey, listen, we listening to you. We want you to tell us something. Give us one of your games that you're talking about, that possibly a game that you want to help us break down. And Heritage, American Heritage play a tough team.
Ooh.
Don Brasco comes to town. New Jersey state champion come to town to play American Heritage. Heritage bounced back off a national television game last week to win after losing to Booker T also.
Right. Booker T ain't coming to play with you guys. Y'all better watch out for Booker T.
And I told people Booker T was looking like a powerhouse team.
Booker T hungry.
They are big. They big. They huge. They are ready to go. It's like no other. These guys are ready to let you know, hey, that we're here. Booker T is in the building. We don't play. It is what it is.
That's right.
Booker T is not playing with you. We're going to go. Hey, listen. But we're live here at Cardinal Gibbons, breaking down, as I told you, the Cardinal Gibbons Everglades Ransom. Coach Taylor Ballin, first-year head coach, Coach DeBuck, to see what's happening. We're going to go to a two-song commercial break, and we're coming back.
Was
Colin Kaepernick right or wrong? Stay tuned here on the Tony Sands Show as we break it down with my girl, who? Kiki.
Little Kiki.
Since you're pretty, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up.
We're back here at Cardinal Gibbons and Everglades matchup. This is a matchup that a lot of people, the fans here at Cardinal Gibbons, been waiting on this type of start for their team. That's in the last 2 years, because they kind of been a little down. They lost some key guys some years ago when they, you know, they had a stacked team that took them in deep into the playoffs. Now, Coach DeBuck has a team, and right now have this team flying high, have them believing. Coach DeBuck have them believing. Coach DeBuck is a college Division I Texas Tech type of guy, and he have these guys flying. You can hear the song saying, "We ready? We ready to rock and roll here on the Tony Sands Show, live from Cardinal Gibbons." The matchup between Cardinal Gibbons and Ransom Everglades. Coach Taylor brings this team in, and can they win? This will take this team 2-0. As I came in the stadium, I was told that this game could possibly get to 60 points.
60 points?
60, Kiki.
I put it up to 40.
You put 40, but some of the fans say they could see this being 60. You know, Coach Taylor come in with the
another blowout.
That's what they're saying. So that means, guess what? That'll be three shutouts in a row for for Cardner Gibbons. You can see Cardner Gibbons is spread out on the field. The guys look like they're fired up, ready to go. Ransom Everglades on, they're on the south end zone. Cardner Gibbons is right here close to us on the north end zone. It is what it is. But without further ado, the hardest man, working man in recruiting, there's no other. If there is, it's got to be a phony, because there's only one. Ryan Bartow, Mr. 24/7 Sports himself. Mr. Ryan Bartow joins the Tony Sands Show, as he does each and every week, as we break down players, teams, wins, losses. Welcome to the show, Ryan. What's going on, man?
Hello, Ryan.
Ryan, you with us?
Doing great, man. How's everything over at Gibbons?
Man, listen, they starting up, man. It is a night of great football. The fans are slowly coming in. We got a Ransom Everglades by Coach Taylor, and you have new head coach over here at Cardner Gibbons, Coach Matt DeBuck. Now, you got to understand, Ryan, Coach DeBuck team has outscored their last two opponents 94-0.
Yeah, he's been impressive, and it hasn't been easy since he's taken over that job. Because
exactly,
I mean, he's lost some of his top guys with Daniel Wright, and
yes.
You know, a few others, Leroy Henley going up to Deerfield Beach. So he's kind of had to rally the troops, get everybody in that community to believe in him, get everybody back on the same page. They always have talent there. They always will have talent, given their location, the geography. Now he's getting them to buy in and believe in. I think that trend that he's got in terms of shutouts and high-scoring wins, that'll continue tonight.
Yes, I mean, and when you look at it, like I said, man, you got to see this atmosphere. You got to see these kids, man. You can tell, and they're well-coached. You can tell by the way these guys are flying around that they understand the importance of this win for their program. They understand that they want to go 2-0 in the regular season, which takes them off to where they got to face Miami Jackson at that point. They go to, you know, I think at this point, Jackson travels here to Cardner Gibbons. So that's going to be a good matchup, because that's a district matchup for them to play Miami Jackson. That will be a district matchup for them.
And Miami Jackson has a new coach there, too, with the first female coach in the history of Florida. They obviously have a defensive coordinator there that we're both real familiar with Uncle Luke Campbell.
Mr.
Two-Live really
Crew himself,
players
not Eddie Wannabe. You know, that's Luke, man. That's the Mr. Booty Shaker himself. He created the bass Miami sound. Luke created that sound. Now he's taking the music and now became a football coach. Luke's love. And you got to understand, Luke's wife also is an agent. She's a sports agent.
Yes, And they're up at Jacksonville tonight playing that bowl. So that'll be a good test to see where Jackson's at, to see how far that new regime has come. And then when they face Gibbons in a week, that'll be the first litmus test for Gibbons
in terms of
playing a program that has as many guys toe-to-toe as good a personnel as they've seen so far this season.
And exactly. But, Ryan, this ain't the only game of the night now. We got St. Thomas against Miramar. St. Thomas against Miramar.
Yeah, that's one where, I mean, Miramar has come in. And they got Brian Edwards back in the fold. We weren't sure where he was going to go this summer. They're real talented. I saw them in the spring against Dillard, and especially defensively. They're real good. They're big on the offensive line with a couple D1 guys there. I think Coach Donatis has done a good job. It's one of the bigger schools in South Florida, so you've got a big pool to draw from. What I'm curious for is, how does St. Thomas come back? How do they
bounce back?
That was just one game, and because they lost a heartbreaker about as close as you can actually happen, a game of inches, last week against Booker T, that you were there and saw that. How do they respond against a team that, quite frankly, isn't going to fold for them? This is their Super Bowl in Miramar, so how can they respond and get back in the winning record?
And as I told people earlier, I'm quite sure Trayvon Grimes has on his mind, he want to make a statement, because I'm quite sure the splash that he wanted to make that game against Booker T, because we really didn't hear from him until the last play of that reception that Some say it was a touchdown. Some the ref said it wasn't a touchdown. So I'm questioning, he want to go into this game and let people know that
zone.
In this town, mm-hmm. Jerry Jeudy is not the only top receiver that everybody's talking about.
Plus, it's not going to be easy for Grimes because Miramar not only has Brian Edwards, Miami commit, they also have Kadeem Roach, who I really like, a 6'2" cornerback that's committed to Louisville that extremely fast, has some dog in him. That's going to frustrate Grimes. But at the same time, St. Thomas, they're 7 deep at wide receiver. It's going to be a key in terms of that coaching staff. How are they going to see what they've evaluated on film in the last 2 weeks against Dillard and against Booker T and adjust to their new game plan in terms of, do you get Mike Epstein the ball more? Do you find ways to get Mike Harley, Elijah Moore, those guys involved more? Because those guys seem to be the ones that are stepping up so far.
Exactly. And like I said, I think when they went, St. Thomas went back and looked at the film, I'm quite sure they looked at and said, you know what? Guess what? We should have spread the ball around a little bit more. I think they kind of started, you know, sometimes you go in a game and your one guy come in with so much hype that you start trying to force feed the guy instead of spreading the ball around, because you understand that they're going to try to take that guy away. They're coming in with the intent to take him away, and I know you're coming in with the intent to force it in there. And summertime, that chemistry does not work. We've seen a couple times where it looked like they was trying to force that ball into Trayvon Grimes, and you know, he was being double covered. So sometime at that point, you go to the backside where Mike Hartley was possibly at. I'm quite sure they broke it, looked at that film and said, guess what? We're going to make sure that this next game that we play Miramar, mm-hmm. we're going to make sure that we're spreading the ball around.
Yeah, they better, because this needs to be a bounce-back situation. The pressure is on them now. Also, now the national championship, which was their biggest goal, that's no longer obtainable. And they're on it for to win their region, win their district, go to the state playoffs, and win the state title,
yes.
which is still
yes.
the, as big a goal as you can get in high school football. So we'll see how they respond tonight against, again, a team that's come in year two of the Pierre Sinatus era. He's run a good program. They got size on the offensive line. They got really good defensive personnel. We'll see if they can score enough. That'll be the key that I think is the difference in this game, is I think St. Thomas is going to have a little more firepower offensively than Miramar has.
Yes.
And then, Ryan, also, like you said, also, we have American Heritage against Don Brosco. Don Brosco comes to town to face an American Heritage team that come off a win in Colquitt County in Georgia. So here we go, another tough matchup for American Heritage. American Heritage has played some tough games, bro.
Yeah, and Heritage, I mean, every year nobody schedules tougher games than them. That's why they
yes.
make those runs in the playoffs, because their schedule is unbelievable to play. Top 10 program in the country in Booker T. Washington, Colquitt County, arguably as good as any program you're going to see in the state of Georgia. Tonight they play Don Bosco, a traditional power. Coach Toll up at Bosco has 300-plus wins. Quarterback in Tommy DeVito, a four-star guy. I saw him this summer at the opening in Oregon. He's tremendous. They're really physical up front on both sides of the line. It'll be a key in terms of, can American Heritage adjust what they do on offense in terms of that tempo, in terms of their spread? Can they adjust it to the personnel they have? Because if they get down and have to throw the football, we saw what Booker T did to them if they're in that situation. That's going to be a primetime matchup. And then you turn around a week later, you got Miami Northwestern. Suddenly they're 3-0. They beat Columbus last night. And that's that Northwestern starting to get some confidence and showing a little of the Northwestern Bulls of the old that
yes,
we grew up
yes.
watching.
So, I mean, and Ryan, let's break down some, have there been some ups and downs in the what we consider the 24/7 sports ranking? Have any guys risen in ranking, or have any guys fallen in ranking that you've seen over the last week or two?
You know what, in early senior film, and that's something that we'll attack more probably in the coming week, is how have they looked when it actually matters in the first 4 weeks when you get that senior film. I'm sure a guy like Mike Epstein is showing out and looked better.
Yes.
I actually invited a guy from South Florida this morning, Chris Henderson, a Miami commit, 6'1", runs 4.3, explosive athlete as a cornerback to the U.S. Army All-American game. So he's a guy that's definitely risen up the board. What I got to ask this, though, when I go to fight, and I don't get into the rankings too much unless I need to, but what else does a guy like Jerry Jeudy have to do to be a five-star kid? Now, keep in mind, a lot of people, 90% of the people that follow this don't realize there's only 25 five-stars in the country. But mm-hmm. from a guy that goes and sees them all, there ain't 10 better in the country regardless of position than that one.
And that's, you know, when I'm around, I tell people that all the time. I say, listen, Jerry Jeudy is the man. Jerry Jeudy, and I said it in the barbershop today. I was telling some guys, I said, Jerry Jeudy has that same type of mentality that I see in Dez Bryant.
Ooh.
Yep.
He has that type of dog mentality in him like I see in Dez Bryant. And I love it. I love it. Give me a guy, a better guy in the country at the wide receiver position. Show me this guy. Show me that guy. Do he got the dog in him like Jerry Jeudy? And can he run routes? And can he make you, can he shake and bake like Jerry Jeudy? I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen one yet either.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the conversation. Donovan Peoples-Jones, five-star guy in Detroit at Cass Tech. He's an elite guy. T. Higgins, 6'5", 195 in Tennessee. He's committed to Clemson. He'll carry on Clemson's, you know, growing wide receiver tradition there. Joseph Lewis is tremendous out of Hawkins High School in Los Angeles. But again, none of those kids are from South Florida. They don't compete against D1 on top of D1 on top of D1 cornerback every day. And not only compete against them, get the best out of them. So that's why I think Judy's a guy that will come in, play right away at Alabama, be in the two deep, eventually get a starting role real quick as a freshman, and only be there for 3 years. Very, very rare.
And like you say, that's rare. But now let's shift gears. As you see, Ryan, you know, the top three, pretty much the top three powerhouses in Broward County lost last week. Flanagan, Deerfield, and St. Thomas. Deerfield loses to Hollandale, a team, you know, you look at Hollandale, and people thought that, okay, since Damian Jones has left, how would Hollandale bounce back? And right now, Coach Benedict has them flying high, and they go in now and face a Dillard team that everybody is wondering which team of Dillard is going to show up. Is the team that played St. Thomas going to show up? Because guess what? If that team shows up, it's going to be an easy one for Hollandale. But I don't think that team is going to show up. They play in Dillard, and that's a Saturday night game.
That's a home
game. Give me a little bit. I mean, that's you know, that's like Hollywood. I mean, that's Hollandale against Fort Lauderdale. So that brings a little rivalry to it. Not much, but it brings a little spice to it because it's the only game Saturday night.
Right.
That's being played.
Yes, I think Hollandale, I mean, credit their coaching staff. They don't have the talent that Deerfield does. They actually, a lot of their main prospects, they left. When Jones left in the offseason, they left and took off. So that new staff came in. I saw them in the spring, too. And school with that size, you know they're still going to have athletes there. And they did a great job. I thought that was as big an upset as there was in the state last week. And to get that one-point win in Cliff Deerfield, that was tremendous for not only the belief in the new staff there, but the whole confidence of that entire program. And then Flanagan, a defending 8A state champ that it also has talent, they played that low-scoring game and lost to Oxbridge. Oxbridge probably 1 through maybe 15 has as good a D1 prospect as almost anybody. But they lost their coach in the offseason. They had some turmoil. They had some of their best guys transfer out. You wondered who was going to, you know, take the bull by the horns there and keep them focused on what should have been, you know, a real promising program. When I go through Oxbridge in the spring, they have facilities and, you know, financial gains that nobody else has in South Florida. That thing before that coach was, you know, released there, that thing was about to blow up as good as any place. And I'm including St. Thomas in that conversation. So Oxbridge went toe-to-toe and got a big win, and that's impressive for a small private school against a big 8A school like Flanagan.
Yes, and Ryan, I'm going to tell you something, man. There are scouts in the building here at this game. So that means, guess what? They're paying attention to what Cardinal Gibbons and Coach Matt DeBuck is doing here because they said, "What? This is early. when you see scouts on the sideline here at a high school game already.
Right.
They understand they want to get the jump on them.
Yeah, yesterday was the first day, September 1st, the college coaches can go out on the road. They get 42 days between now and December 1st to go out and evaluate in person. I know last night Miami staff had Coach Mark Rick and Manny Diaz was at the Northwestern Miami Columbus game. I also know that assistants Mike Romp and Vanda were at the South Dade and Gables game. Miami has a host of commits in both of those games. They're actually going to have assistants tonight at the St. Thomas and Miramar game. The guys you're looking at there are from Vanderbilt. They just played last night, so they sent out a bunch of their coaches throughout the country. They're there to see the top prospect in that Cardinal Gibbons game tonight, that 6'1" cornerback Randall Haney, a guy that had 20-plus offers. He chose Vanderbilt kind of in the surprise over programs like Maryland, Wisconsin, Duke, and a few others. Tremendous athlete. He's one of the ones that stayed in, knew that he already had what he wanted in Vanderbilt, and he's going to have a tremendous senior season at Gibbons.
Yeah, and I remember this young man because I trained, had opportunity to train a young man, and I know he wants to make a statement because he want, you know, every kid want to know, hey, I'm one of those top guys that I want you to continue to talk about me.
Right.
And like I say, his dad, now you got to understand, his dad, Walter Haney, went to Pinecrest, and he went Ivy League. So I can see why his son would choose a school like Vanderbilt, because when you think about Vanderbilt, you think what? You think academics.
Of course.
You think straight academics. So I can understand how a young man like him can choose to go there. But Ryan, you was up, you had an opportunity. And let's talk about the young man, the young guy that you had an opportunity that just got a couple offers. Let's dig into his story a little bit. Me and you talked about it earlier, about his, you know, some of the struggles he has dealt with as a student athlete and how he's responding to it.
Yeah, the guy I'm referring to is DeMarcus Adams. Now, most people around the country don't know this name right now, but in a year or less, they will. He is a 2018 wide receiver at Mainland High School in Daytona Beach. I saw him 2 weeks ago. The coaches up there that I'm real close with, they said, hey, Ryan, when you came by, you got to check out this kid, too, because we think we got one. Now, this is a kid, all of 5'11", 175, at Florida State's camp this summer. He ran a 4.39 at Mainland, did not lose a 7-on-7 game this summer. They went 30-0, and he was a big reason why. He was JV last year. He gets his chance as a junior on varsity this year. First game, 4 catches for 175 yards. He's averaging big numbers. He's an explosive guy, obviously, with the speed. He also long jumped 24 feet. He high jumped 6'6". This is as a rising junior. Good academically. The background story is 6 months ago he lost his mom. His dad is retired in the Army, served our country, fought in the war for our freedom. And so this is a kid you're pulling for because he does all the right things. He's an elite track guy. And 2 days ago, UCF and Coach Scott Frost offered him. So he's got a full ride, free education, and that warms your heart when you get a phone call like that because you know what that kid's been through and what he's overcome. And you know what? This won't be his only offer, too. I think he projects to be a 15 to 20 offer guy. And you can tell with the upside and the athleticism and the explosive speed what's ahead.
Yeah, and Ryan, and as I hear this kid's story, it brings me to my lead story that I'm going to get into a couple of minutes that we have to jump into. And you talk about fought in the war. Now it brings me to my story of Colin Kaepernick and the situation with Colin Kaepernick. Was this so much about the military, or was it just so much about him making a stance on what he believed in? And that's what I got to talk to my guests about. A lot of people have been talking about it all across the country, Ryan. Was he right? Was he wrong? Or in Dipper, it's a hot trending topic. And as last night, we found, you know, as he said, hey, this is what I believe in, and I understand. And hey, not only is it his right, you know, and I know in my faith, they tell us about, you know, saluting anything. So it's hard to see this, why they are getting on him so much, because he made a stance on something. He didn't. And then this is why his story comes so interesting to me, because he did not interrupt anything.
Right.
He did not interrupt anything. And, you know, that's what makes the story interesting. But let's get back to the young man and his story. Sorry to change it, folks, but I just had to tap onto that. But, Ryan, let's get back into that story. And, Ryan, how is the young man, and what type of – give me a little insight on some how this young man and what he felt like after you reached out and helped this young man.
You know what? He was like, because I told him, I'm like, once the country finds out who you are, once I put your name out, you're going to get offers. I have no doubt, because you check out with all these incredible athletic feats and you're all upside and you're playing at a really good program, that it's a no-brainer. Plus, you're good academically. And shoot, right after Coach Frost told him, I got the first phone call, and that was pretty gratifying, because the kid knew the same thing that I had been telling him. And that's why we do stuff like this, to help other people out. And it's cool to be in a country where you are able to do this and be in a position to help kids out like that, because, quite frankly, that's all they need. I remember seeing Elijah Hood the same way. And this kid, DeMarcus Adams in Daytona, was probably, you know, he's like, why are you here to interview me? I've only played 2 varsity games. But when you have an eye for talent and you project what he's already done and what he's going to do, that's what you're looking at, especially with kids in Florida, what's their upside. I mean, Elijah Hood was the same way. He's probably the number 6 back in the country. I remember being in Charlotte Catholic High School in the parking lot interviewing him, and he's like, I haven't even got a college letter yet. And I'm like, correct, bro, once I put your name out, you get ready. You're going to get a bunch of offers. And sure enough, he got a couple days after that. So that's part of the being able to process in terms of projecting talent.
Ryan, okay, this is that time of the hour that we do our predictions. Give me your predictions on the Cardinal Gibbons Everglades game.
Gibbons
38-0. Cardinal Gibbons. Kiki said, my host that is joining me here live, she said 40-0. Give me your predictions on the St. Thomas Miramar game.
I'm going to say St. Thomas 27-7.
27-7?
Give me your prediction on it.
I made that a 14 to about 20.
14-20. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going way out on a limb. I'm going to go 28-14. St. Thomas.
St. Thomas up.
28-14, St. Thomas in that matchup.
It's going to be a tough game. Those boys, both of them are hungry.
Yeah, they both. They want it. Brasco, American Heritage. Let Kiki go. We're going to let ladies first. Brasco, alrighty. American Heritage.
American Heritage, I could say 21. Brasco, 28. I got Brasco for the W. Oh,
she got Duff Brasco. She goes out. She goes out on a way limb. And go Brasco. She don't even go home team. She go New Jersey. That's her prediction. Ryan, what's your prediction on that one?
Yeah, that one, that, you know what, my gut instinct says Brasco, like 21-6.
That's right.
Brasco beat St. Thomas a couple years ago. And St. Thomas was loaded with Jordan Scarlett and those guys. I think they have the QB. They have the system. I was surprised that Heritage won last week at Colquitt. And last year on the same day, DeMatha came down here and knocked them off in a close one, too. So I'm going to go with Bosco and those guys. I'll actually be up at their school in 2 weeks when I do my Mid-Atlantic run. And I just think that they're a tough team to beat no matter who they play.
All right, I'm going to go against you and Kiki. I got to stay with the home team. I'm going American Heritage 21. Brasco 12.
All right, so the next game we have now is Dillard and Hollandale.
Dillard and Hollandale. Kiki, you go first.
I'm gonna say Hollandale for this one. And I got Hollandale up, I say 28, Dillard 14.
28-14.
Hopefully my boy Jordan Wright do something on defensive end.
All right, you heard it. Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah. Jay Wright had 7 sacks last week.
I like Jay Wright.
He's all upside.
He's a basketball player. I like Jay Wright. We're seeing where he's trying to go. Hopefully he goes to school for both, not for just one.
Now, Jordan's recruitment, he's big on Kentucky, Syracuse, mm-hmm. Southern Cal, and Miami. What's your crystal ball say for where he's going to play his college ball?
College ball, my crystal ball is saying, I'm thinking Kentucky. Even though Jordan, he's a hard down UM fan. Jordan really loves UM. But I'm thinking Kentucky. Kentucky needs somebody like Jay, like for Jordan.
Yeah, they need about 20 of them like him.
They need somebody like Jordan. Jordan to bring spice to Kentucky. Now, I'm telling you, UM, we got some big boys down here in Miami, but we need Jordan to go up top. He need to put some shine for South Florida.
What you need Jordan to do is eventually set down the basketball and lock in to play defensive end, and then it's the scary upside.
A tremendous upside. But Ryan, I'm going Hollandale in that game.
You going to Hollandale? Okay.
I'm going Hollandale 12-6. I'm taking the under in that game.
Yeah, I'm going the under also. I'm going 10-7 in that game.
10-7?
I'm going a 10-7 game. I'm going 10-7, and I'm taking Hollandale. Yeah.
So at least you have, one Hollandale? We all pick Hollandale for that game? That should be a good game.
That's going to be a great game. Yeah. I may stop in there for the first quarter of that game and check it out. But Ryan, hey, bro, listen, we're closing out here at Cardin Gibbons, man. A pleasure. I'm going to hit you up later on after this. I'll give you an update on this game here, but it shouldn't be that much of an update to give you. You know what time it is here. So guess what? Hey, it's been real. My girl Kiki got something to say to you. What you got to say?
Mr. Ryan, how you feel about this game tonight?
The one you're at right now, I got Gibbons big in a shutout.
She got Gibbons big, 38.
Oh, you said 38? Okay.
Yeah. 38 and in a shutout. Hey, man.
Yeah,
listen,
I'll leave you guys with this. Tomorrow, you know, the great buffets in our country, Golden Corral, Ponderosa, they don't have anything on the next 13 Saturdays in a row. College football, we get Oklahoma, Houston. At noon, we get Wisconsin in Lambeau Field against LSU. UCLA and Texas A&M at 3:30, 5:30. We get UNC and Georgia at night in the main event. Clemson and Auburn and Alabama and USC. Both you enjoy tomorrow because it's one of the best days of the year.
What about that game last night? Did you see Lamar? That was something. Shocker.
Yeah, there was a few scares last night. I did not get the Vanderbilt prediction right, and I almost did not get the Tennessee App State game right either.
Right. But we'll be locked in for tomorrow's game.
Locked in? Hey, listen. And I know one thing has been told, that they better not do the Lambeau leap. It's been told. As Miles said, they better not.
Yeah, the road team never gets allowed to do that. Unless Miles told his players, too, if you do that, you're going to have to hitchhike and find your way back to Baton Rouge.
Lucky it ain't cold time of the year, so the hitchhiking won't be that bad, because some of them players say they waited on the opportunity to do the Lambeau leap and get in there. So we're going to see if they test Les Miles.
Of our guys from South Florida, and Derek Sindel and George Rushing, that me and Tony are going to be pulling for not only tomorrow but all season long. Hopefully they get a chance to do a Lambeau leap tomorrow. That would warm our hearts.
Oh, man, I would love to see them guys there do the Lambeau leap. I would love to see that. Oh, man, I'm going to be tuned in watching that. Ryan, man, hey, it's been a pleasure. I'll hit you up later after this to give you an update. Let me know any scores that's going on, brother, and I'll call you later.
All right, take care, both of you.
All right, buddy.
All right, have a nice day.
All right. Hey, listen, we talked about, let's get into it before we go off the air. We got about two strong minutes. Colin Kaepernick in his situation, as I told you guys, listen, in my faith, we believe that you don't stand up for it, but we also believe that you don't make a distraction. Right. And I don't think what Colin Kaepernick did was a distraction. He did not. It's like not like he just stood up and got in the middle of the field and kneeled. He stayed back on the bench out the way. So that's why I'm saying, why are they making such a big deal out of it? Is his First Amendment rights.
Right.
So he does not have to stand up if he does not want to stand up.
At all.
It is a part of his First Amendment rights. So why are we making such a big deal because he decided not to stand up? The NFL, they say they encourage it, but they do not.
Right. Do you think he's going to get cut?
It's going to be some pressure on him.
He shouldn't get a cut. I don't think he should get it. He's a pretty good football player, so I think they'll keep him.
And as you hear over our shoulder, you can hear
This game getting ready.
Carlton Gibbons is ready to take the field. They're rocking side to side. It is going down here at Carlton Gibbons High School. They're ready to roll. Uh-oh. We got Everglades telling them to bring it. Everglades are walking to the middle, telling them to bring it. Carlton Gibbons saying, we are already here. This is our place. This is where we win football games. So guess what? We're signing off here on the Tony Sands Show. My man, my girl, Kiki, join me. Hey, listen. You got to continue to join me, man. This is
all right. I'll see you guys next week.
She says she's going to see us next week. We'll be at St. Thomas. We're live from the St. Thomas. And guess what?
What's up?
We'll be doing a documentary of on. It's going to be a documentary on the show. They're doing a documentary on St. Thomas. So we will be featured on that documentary doing the show.
All right.
You can catch us next week.
Next week on Gift Where?
At St. Thomas Aquinas High School and Plantation. As they fare off at St. Thomas. We're signing off here from the Tony Sands Show live from Carlton Gibbons. You heard it. My girl Kiki give her predictions. Hey, listen, guess what? She had a great time. I had a great time.
I had a wonderful time. I'll be back next week.
She's coming back next week to join us. We're signing off. Until next week, peace.
Open up the champagne. On the door when the night begins. 'Cause we've done this before.